Good morning. So I was raised in a Christian home and homeschooled all through high school. And although I was raised in a Christian home, I understood God in my head, but I didn't really have him in my heart for a long time. So we went to Willow Creek Community Church growing up, and when I was 6 years old in Sunday school, the gospel was preached, and all the kids met in little small groups within Sunday school, and our Sunday school leader asked all the kids if they wanted to accept Christ. So I didn't quite understand what I was getting into, but I figured why not. So I prayed the prayer, and nothing really changed after that. So I just continued living my own selfish lifestyle. I wasn't living for Christ at all. And then in 2008, we started going to Harvest Bible Chapel. And just from the minute I walked in there, I could feel the love of Christ through the body. And that was something I had never experienced before. So we continued going to Harvest, and they had a series on true Christianity. And as I was examining myself as they're going through this series, the one thing that I said, or the one thing that I couldn't say that I had that was a mark of a true Christian was continuing growth. I could say I had prayed the prayer and that I was reading the Bible, the prescribed amount per day or whatever, but I didn't have it in my heart, and I knew that. So at another time at Harvest, they had impromptu baptisms, and I felt the Spirit calling me to go get baptized, and I just couldn't stay in my seat, so I ran up and I got baptized. But still, after that, I went back to living my own way. So last year, my best friends, whom I had known for 10 years, they moved up north. And I felt like my whole life was uprooted because I relied on them so much and, in a way, idolized them. I relied on them for everything, even though they were not Christians themselves. So when my friends moved, I got to know Mick and Mitch and some of their friends, and embarrassing as it is to say, I ended up liking one of their friends, and he was a non-Christian, so I knew that nothing would come of it. And even though I wasn't following Christ dedicated at this time, still in the back of my mind, I kept being reminded of 2 Corinthians 6:14, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. So one night I realized that I couldn't get over this crush by myself. So I just called out to God and I gave him my heart. I gave him everything I had. And after I prayed to him, he just gave me such peace that there's no other way I could explain it other than it was God. And then this spring, I started studying the Bible on my own consistently for the first time. God really gave me a heart to study it that I hadn't had before. And although I was okay studying it by myself for a while, I really felt called to study it with a group of believers. And I knew Mick and Mitch were really involved in Living Hope, so I asked if I could join their youth group. And of course, they welcomed me, and everyone in the youth group welcomed me very warmly. And after I started coming to youth group for a while, then I became more comfortable here, and I started coming on Sundays. And it's just been amazing to see how God has really called me here through what felt like the end of the world to me when my best friends moved. He's really called me to a place where I can grow in him and learn more how to be more like Christ. And ever since I cried out to him that night, he's been changing me and growing me more into his son's image. And before I knew Christ, when I read the Bible, it seemed like a foreign language. I didn't understand why we were studying things from so long ago. It almost seemed like a history class. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:14, the natural or unsaved person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Now that I know Christ, his word makes a lot of sense. It used to be a chore, and I wouldn't understand why people would waste their time reading the Bible or going to church, but now I see why Christ has died for us, and the very least we can do is honor him with our time and with our hearts. And as I come for membership at Living Hope, I want to confess that Jesus Christ is my Savior, my best friend, my salvation, my rock, and my leader. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 119, 105, which says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And another verse that is very important to me is Job 121, "The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away, and blessed be the name of the Lord." Thank you for your time.